101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Fire it all.
6:03 for a Tuesday morning.
I like that.
It is good to be back.
How good is it?
Who requested this? Fireball. I love it.
It's a bit of a theme song for nights out with this show, isn't it?
It really is. Really gets the party started, Fireball. Is it Pitbull and just Pitbull?
I think it's Pitbull.
He did this by himself?
I think so. Oh, my
amazing.
God. So
amazing.
So weird. A couple of days ago, I called an Uber and the guy driving was Indian and he said Pitbull. He had all these Pitbull songs that are just for India. It's amazing. Hang on. Like, play me another Indian Pitbull song.
So Pitbull does a Spanish version, an English version, and an Indian version.
Well,
I've got to hear it. I've got to hear Indian Pitbull.
I don't think he actually speaks Indian, but it's like songs that are just for India. So they sound, you know,
Bollywood style.
A bit Bollywood.
Producer Rage, please find us some Bollywood Pitbull. That would be amazing.
You know what else he had? He also had Indian Justin Bieber.
Got to find that as well.
Yeah, can we find that, Producer H? It was great.
We are massive with Indian listeners on this show, so they'll be loving that. Hey, it is good to be back. I just want to do a quick shout-out to Danielle, who works at Cook & Co. in Woi Woi.
Yes.
My side of town, the coffee shop there. Great coffee. She said to me yesterday, I walked in to get a coffee, Bree. She said, please never take holidays ever again.
Oh, no.
So I've kind of
That's
committed
nice
to
of
that.
Her.
I've committed to that, Bree. We can never take holidays ever
Lock
again.
Lock it
so
in.
We are here.
Lock it in.
Couple of people like,
you can have it. You can have. You guys should take some more holidays.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I need to share something that happened over the holidays. Yeah, you know my sister pretty well, Amber.
Yes.
And we've had her and her fiancé, Simon, on the show a little bit lately.
The bedwetter.
The bedwetter, yes.
At the age of 27.
Over the holidays, I feel like I might have meddled in their relationship a little bit.
Did you hang out with them much?
Yeah, I hung out with them quite a bit, and I tried to break them up at one point.
Right.
Because, you know.
You're keen on Simon, of course.
Jesus.
I mean, you know.
Whoa. Yeah. He was in my grade at school,
you
so that is
awkward. You think
he should
trade in for a younger model?
I mean, sometimes you need to let the older sister have a win, you know.
Every now and then.
Yeah, but my sister, something that you know about her is she is obsessed with chocolate. Like, she is a chocoholic. Mm-hmm. Easter is her favourite holiday of the year. She says it all the time. And she got given this massive Kinder Surprise egg, which is her ultimate favourite. That's the best. Like, can't get better than that. Kinder Surprise. And I thought I'd hide the Kinder Surprise egg just to see what her initial reaction is. Who is she going to blame? Because I feel like I need to test their relationship.
So whether she would blame you or him.
Exactly.
So does she go for the sister or does she go for the future husband?
I might have influenced her a little bit.
Right.
And I've got some audio where I secretly recorded her. Take a listen.
What are you talking about?
You stole my Kinder cookie from that
dude. So I saw Simon take that. He said you wanted it over at his house. The big one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had it. Quick, call him right now. Ask him. He told me you asked him to bring it.
It's not there.
Where?
Where did you put it?
I don't have it.
It was sitting here with this one. That's where he ate my other one too.
Where's that one? He's got it.
No, I ate the little ones. But I had the, you know, the tall one.
Yeah, I saw it, the big Kinder. Well, I didn't have it.
F***ing bastard. Okay. He eats it, he's dead.
I'd be calling him before he takes it.
Death by Kinder.
I know, right?
Death by Kinder.
She was enraged. Do you love me? I'm like, oh, I definitely don't have it.
Simon took it. Definitely wasn't me, it was Simon.
I love how she's like straight away, if he eats it,
he's dead. And meant it.
Anyway, I then told her, you should call him. Just to start a fight between them.
Yep.
And this is how it went down.
Hey, sweetheart.
Mate, where's my big Kinder thingy?
What big Kinder thingy?
That was with my crunchy egg.
It's all sitting on that shelf there.
No, it's not.
Which
one of you b**ks have taken it?
Not me.
It was you, I can tell.
It was, I swear to God, it was. What, you mean like a big Easter bunny?
Like the big, tall Kinder thingy.
What big, tall Kinder thingy?
I can tell in his voice he took
it. It's not him.
Brianna took it. She's blaming me.
Did you?
I'm not trying to break up a marriage here.
Well, that's what it's going to be.
Oh, do you mean this one? I like how the first person you blame is Simon.
Well, it usually is Simon.
The truth comes out.
Jeez, that's hurtful.
So the marriage is off.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's done.
But she found out it was you. He would have thought she was crazy when she first called up.
Yeah, but he broke it off because she was being all crazy and stuff.
She's a nutcase.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
I don't know about this. I mean, some people are going to be like, come on. It's a little bit childish.
People know what they get from us.
They know what to expect. That's very true. Yes. But there's a study.
Yeah.
It's an actual study.
I love how we can base all this stuff on a study. If you've got a study to hang your hat on, you can get away with it.
I should just call everything. No, guys, it's a study. It's legitimate.
People have dedicated time to this.
Yeah, it's science.
Yep.
Anyway, a study's been done which says that picking your nose and eating the contents
is
good
for
you. No,
not eating. I didn't know that part.
That's what they're saying. It says here the reason is that it actually has an array of health benefits.
No.
And now they're actually developing a gum.
Oh,
that's similar that you can buy if you don't want to actually do that.
I can't cop that.
Because, you know, a lot of kids, when you're young, you don't know the difference. And
were you a picker?
Oh, I think I still am. Not a picker and eater, but I think I still do.
I was never an eater. Never.
No, I don't think I was ever an eater.
No way.
But I, even these days, like, I'm not going to, what, this is what I don't know. Like, why do people frown upon it? I'm not going to leave a big goober in my nose.
Yeah, well, it's annoying, yeah.
Yeah.
It's annoying, yeah. You got to get in there and get it. I mean, it's fair enough.
You got to get it out of there.
Where do you put it?
That is a good question.
You're an under the couch kind of gal.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
That's
are.
Off.
You are under the couch if
that
I've ever seen one.
Is off.
Oh, you're telling me you get up and put it outside, do you?
Usually if I, you know, I make time to have a pick, I'll have a tissue.
Why don't you just use the tissue?
Like I use it kind of as a scoop, like a pick with a tissue scoop, you know.
All right, here's what. So what,
it's a legitimate thing.
No, it is, yeah.
It actually is.
So and what, are they saying what the health benefits are?
They're saying...
Are these the same people that say if you get bitten by something, wee on it?
Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
I think they're those people.
It says the study found that snot contains salivary mucins, which form a barrier against cavity-causing bacteria.
Delish.
Do you reckon that's true, or do you reckon the person who did the study just really loves to have a pick?
I'm sure there is some kind of minor benefit, but the grossness outweighs me.
I think so too. But we want to ask.
Yes.
On 13, 12, 16, do you have a pick?
And we've got a game that we play where we try to, you know, get to know the people that listen to this show on a daily basis. So we just want you to call up. We're going to have a chat to you. You may have heard this game before, and we will just guess based by chatting to you if we
not
think you're...
Not the eating part. That's off. Well, straight out.
I'll say everyone's a picker.
You're going to say everyone?
I don't think we'll find one no pick.
Well, how does it get out of there if you're not?
13, 12, 16.
Wow, this is what you're getting.
We're dedicating our own time to it next.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Where were you? We really want to know.
This is how we get to know the people that listen to this show, which is great.
And we can't think of anything else to do.
All weird, different sorts of ways.
I really like doing this because it means that it's just a pure guess, nearly.
Exactly. We base it just by chatting to you. And this morning's one is off the back of a study, Brett.
Yes.
It's got to be said. Study's been done.
There's a study that's been done that's found picking your nose can have some health benefits. An Austrian lung specialist believes people who pick their noses are healthier, happier, and probably better in tune with their bodies.
Who was the people that tested this? Who put up their hand for the testing? Not
like who's
me.
Saying, I pick my nose, I'm the nose picker.
We're going to chat to people that listen to this show, and we want to know whether you pick or not. Morning, Bree.
You have to stump us this morning, Bree.
Morning, Bree.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Okay. Oh, you sound like a happy person. Very happy.
Very in tune with
I'm
your body.
Person.
Okay.
I think if you're that happy, you need to get it out. I mean, you're not leaving it up there for it to annoy you. So I'm going to go with a pick.
Yeah, you need to be fresh.
Yeah.
Oh, where's she gone?
Bree.
I'm here.
Oh, she's still there.
Okay, so hit us with it. Pick or no pick?
I'm going to say picker.
I'm going to say picker too.
No pick.
Get out of town. No. I don't believe that. You don't pick.
No, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I agree. I would never
have
a pick.
Pick of the prizes this morning. I'll get that off you off air and you can go along to whatever you please this morning.
Pick of the prizes for not picking.
Daniel's in Tumby Humby. Morning, Dan.
Morning, Dan.
Morning, guys.
Morning, mate.
Okay, Dan.
He's a bloke, so I'm going to go pick her straight away.
Okay. Dan, do you own a hanky?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's disgusting in itself.
I know. That's just a whole other story. I'm going to say because he owns a hanky, he's a picker.
I'm going to go picker as well.
Dan?
I'm a picker.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, we could get one. We've got a picker. And admits it. I'm going to give him a prize as well.
He deserves one.
Yes, good on you, Dan. Being honest.
All right, last one.
Joe.
Can we win it this morning?
Morning, Joe.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning.
It's best of three here. We need to pick if you're a picker or not, based on the study. Joe.
Yes.
How many boxes of tissues do you have laying around the house?
Two.
Two boxes.
Are you in a relationship, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I asked that, but gives me more info. Oh, I don't want to lose this here.
I'll go non-picker.
Oh, I think
it's a risk. I think it's a risk that I'm willing to take.
I think a picker. Joe?
Okay. You ready for the big reveal?
The big reveal.
We're ready. Give it to us,
Never
Joe.
Never been ready. More ready.
Okay, I'm an old-time picker.
Yes!
Oh, an old-time picker! Well done, Bree. You've won it this morning.
Winner, winner, picker.
Joe, you just like to get up in there and get it out.
Yeah.
And flicker or eater?
I was just going to say, it depends on the consistency of what I'm receiving.
Joe!
Yeah.
I must agree with Joe, though.
Oh,
yeah.
She takes one look and decides whether to pick or eat. It is highly disgusting.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the time. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
I see it hasn't been updated, which is
great.
I'm
so happy about it. I think it's probably just going to stay.
It's weird being on this side of the desk.
Oh.
I'm on your side of the
desk.
Welcome. Yeah.
This is the challenger side.
I like the control of that side of the desk over there.
Our 1 second music challenge. We get 1 second of a song and you have to get through as many as you can in 20 seconds.
We play for people that listen to this show on 13, 12, 16. Let's meet those people this morning.
Bree, you are playing for Tanya and Gaundy, you're playing for Emily.
Yes, Tanya, let's do it, girl.
Oh, yeah, you just relax, right?
You do nothing,
yeah,
Tanya.
Just relax, Tan. Don't even say anything.
No, don't say anything, Tanya.
Emily.
Can you even hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Don't worry about that. Emily, give me some words of wisdom and pump me up right now. What have you got?
Don't lose the break.
Okay.
I like Tanya's pump up for me a bit more.
Just say nothing.
Just silence. Yes. All right. Who's going first?
Me. Who's going first?
You're first. All right,
Bree,
I'm out of here.
Out you go.
I don't have to go.
You're going.
Yeah, no,
out.
Just jump outside.
Going out.
Yeah. All right, she can't hear CFM out there.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
The music bed's coming down. You have your 20 second timer. There are 10 songs to possibly get here.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Hit me.
3, 2.
Gangster's Paradise. Kelly Rowland.
No.
Pass. Oh, Christina Aguilera.
Yep.
Birds of Tokyo.
Yep.
Justin Bieber.
Yep.
You only get what you give.
Nah.
Pass. Green Day.
Yep.
Oh,
I can't give you the last one.
What?
I cannot give you the last one.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Right. I got in before the buzzer.
Oh, I know. I'll give you the last one, but that last one that I played, I can't give.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah, the one that you now know.
Don't worry about that.
Which means you got 5.
Oh, there was 2 in there.
There was 2 in there that you missed.
I feel like I could have got. Bree's cut. Yeah.
She's coming back in.
I feel like you were lip reading out there.
Yes. I'm part of the CIA.
All right. Here we go.
Come on.
Same goes for you. 20 second
timer. Overreacting as usual, I think.
It could be The name of the artist or the song.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Gordon, I'm ready.
Gordon's shush.
Punching things over there. All right, here we go. 3, 2.
Oh, pass. Oh, no. Pass. Christina Aguilera. Imagine Dragons.
Nope.
Oh, imagine. Oh, pass. Justin Bieber.
Yep.
Katy Perry. Oh.
Yep.
She got Katy Perry.
She got Katy Perry in there. It doesn't matter anyway. Gordy absolutely smashed you.
Smashed you, Brianna.
Emily, it was your words of wisdom.
Emily, you have scored yourself the tickets to Comic-Con.
Love your work,
Gordy. Too easy, Em.
Whatever, Em.
Told you I had you.
I did pretty well.
For your information, Bree, you got 3. He killed it. He got 5.
Passed on a couple as well. What was the second or third one that we...
Yeah. So the first one, Gangster's Paradise. Got second it. Was Survivor, Destiny's Child.
Oh, I said Kelly Rowland.
Doesn't count. You have to say Destiny's Child. Christina Aguilera, Beautiful. Lanterns, Birds of Tokyo. Oh. Boyfriend,
it.
Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, Firework, Green Day, and Bruno Mars, which was the last
Jesus.
One that you got to.
Jesus! Oh, you passed on a few, did you?
A couple, yeah.
Oh, God. My brain's obviously nothing up top after holidays.
You froze big time.
Big time. Actually, nothing up top ever.
They're laughing because they know.
Nice. Who was that, Emily or Tanya?
Both.
You need a coffee,
Bree. I do.
Hey, look, Central Coast Comic-Con happening at Gosford Showgrounds on May 6th. Tickets available at comiccon.com.au. Grab them.
I feel like my winning run of 2017's over. I had a good run for a couple of months, it's back to losing.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
We're back from holidays, which is great. Went over to Perth. So
yeah, you haven't been back over there for a while.
My nan lives there, so I needed to visit Nan. I got a whole bunch of mates. Went to grew up in Perth, so it's good to get back.
I was updated on Snapchat.
Oh, yeah.
Insta story.
Did a little bit of that.
Yeah, saw your nana. She's adorable.
She's great. And I also stayed with Jamie's family because she's from Perth as well, so we stayed at their place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting being back in the house with the in-laws for a couple of weeks.
Didn't your fiancé Jamie go back to her, was it her grandparents'? Old grandparents' place, and she asked if she could go in.
Yeah, that's a story for another time.
Okay.
But yeah, she went into.
Sorry.
Yeah, she
I
went
just was
to.
Was interested in that.
Yeah, so a place where her grandparents used to live. We rocked up at the front, and she just went and knocked on the door, and she took us for a full tour. I've got to tell you a story about that another day this week because there's this old artifact from the desert that we were trying to track down there buried.
Is it the same thing where you said you had some antique vases that you thought were worth
heaps
of money?
No, this is legit. No, this one's legit.
And then they had made in Taiwan on the bottom of them.
And a small price tag that I didn't see of $4.95.
Yeah.
But anyway, so staying back with the in-laws, and it was great. And, you know, I like to use, I'm going to take a bit of a different spin here, but you know, in the shower, I like to use sort of all different kinds of products.
Yeah. Did I know that?
You know, like remember that time I used Jamie's $50 hair cream as cream?
That's right.
And I finished off the whole tub not knowing it was so expensive.
You finished the whole tub?
I finished the whole
tub. For chafe?
Yeah. I was exercising at the time. So she wasn't happy with that.
You need to invest in a pair of bike pants.
I've got those as well. Yeah. Goes right the way through.
The truth comes out.
Goes right the way through. Anyway, so a couple of days into showering at Jamie's place, I'm using this face wash and I'm thinking, this is great. I love this face. It actually made my face feel amazing. Wash, straight away.
From deep in the Amazon.
So I'm using this face. I'm thinking, oh, this is really nice. So good. And then about 3 days later, I said to Jamie, I wasn't really looking too much into it. I said, Jamie, what's this? We got to get this face wash. It's unbelievable.
Vagisil.
Jamie turns the face wash around.
No.
She says, that's not face wash. That's for lady parts.
Oh, I was right. I was joking. Oh, my mistake. Yeah. It was the other brand, Femfresh.
It's Femfresh. Now, I don't know who that belongs to in that house. Could be a mum's, could be a sister's.
It's someone's.
It's someone's.
We don't want to go into the details. I can't believe I made a full-on joke and it legit was you using lady part cream on your face.
Can I say, really nice. I mean, what's the deal? It's just soap, isn't it? Isn't it just soap?
Is it?
Yes.
You just smell delightful.
I mean, I wasn't using the same thing to apply it with.
I thought you were going to say I wasn't using it on my male part. You probably should have done that.
I should have done that, yeah. It would have been.
While you were there.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
I'm excited.
What's that?
I'm excited for what we're about to play.
Okay, so you caught an Uber over the holidays.
I caught a lot of Ubers.
Yeah, I did a lot of Ubering too.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Caught a heap of Ubers. Yeah. Met this lovely guy, Salim, his name was, and he was from India. And he said, do you want to play some music in the car? He goes, what radio station? I said, you show me what you usually listen
to. What you got?
Some great stuff. He said, oh, have you heard of the Indian Justin Bieber? So the songs that Justin Bieber is famous for, but they sing them in Indian, so obviously it's relevant for people in India.
So there's a guy in India. Is he the number one Justin Bieber cover guy?
I'm not sure about that, but here's a piece of Sorry, Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber? Justin
That's Bieber. His name in India, yeah. So that's great.
Justin Habibi. that they listen to in India. Roti tu roti hai par meri soni hai. Jaati hai dur dur par laut ke aati hai. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more.
Couldn't do that part in Indian?
No.
I had to do that.
Needed to do the whole thing.
And what about Pitbull? Because he let you track down Pitbull as
this
well.
This is my favourite, because he said, oh, you know Pitbull. And yes. I was like, everyone knows Pitbull. He
Mr. goes, Worldwide, of course he's in India.
He's everywhere. Course, yeah. He's worldwide. He said he does specific songs that just go to the Indian market.
Well, there's a billion people there, so it's not a bad idea.
Oh, it's a great idea. Yeah. So this isn't a cover of anything. This is literally a Pitbull song that he's done for Indians.
Okay. Red woman. Mr. Worldwide. I made shocky. Habibi, I love you. Hey. I need you. Habibi,
ghanini you, khalini maya. Oh, kicks in. Habibi,
I love you. I
need you. Sounds like Pitbull everywhere.
Yeah. Does Pitbull kick in here, or is this just a...
No.
Okay.
I love how Pitbull literally just lends his voice...
to anything.
To anything. Whatever it is. He'll do it.
Can I just take you back to the start of that song and just have a listen to how over Pitbull sounds of being Mr. Worldwide. It's a tiring job. Have a listen to him. Ready? Ready?
Red woman.
Here, right here.
Mr. Worldwide.
He sounds so tired. Mr. Worldwide.
You should have just done Mr. Brazil. That would have been a lot easier. Because I overcommitted.
Oh, this being everywhere business is tiring work.
It is a lot of work.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
MasterChef last night. I'm not a big MasterChef kind of guy, but MasterChef is back and they've been promoting it big time.
I love how MKR finishes next day. MasterChef's on.
It's not TV without a cooking show, is it?
I know, right?
So, MasterChef back on last night. I've never been a huge fan, but I caught a bit of it off the back of the project last night and I'm still... fascinated by how excited people get about food. It's just food on a plate, guys.
I hate to say, but I'm one of those people.
I know, but do you get as excited as the people on MasterChef?
Oh, that's a good question. They do get very, very excited.
I mean, look, they're talking this season up, okay? And this is going to be the biggest season that's ever been on MasterChef.
Of course
it is. And I thought, okay, well, what's roped me into the biggest... You know, are they going to cook on the top of Mount Everest? I mean, that has never been done before. Are they going to climb Mount Everest?
Make snow cones. And make
snow cones.
That's an episode I'd watch.
You know what I mean? That's a first. That's something to get me excited.
That's taking MasterChef to new heights.
Good catch phrase for it as well. I like
that's
it.
That's the promo right
I like
there.
It. Have a listen what they're doing to make it bigger and better in 2017.
This is MasterChef 2017, the most extraordinary season ever.
Welcome to Sweet Week. Every day you're going to be cooking just dessert.
Can I just say...
Sounds pretty boring to me.
Doesn't that sound...
Just desserts.
Like a current affair? Play the first part, just the first
part. This is MasterChef 2017, the most extraordinary season ever.
Welcome to Sweet Week. Every day you're going to be cooking just desserts.
Uncovered George Columbaris in an underground sex ring. Well, or didn't some he, crap like that.
Isn't he the one that got done for not paying his employees?
So that, he actually was with the
Curry Fairy. Yeah, that question got skipped last night. But I want to play you the start of the show because this is where they introduce the people and I've grabbed the ladies, okay? So this is the ladies getting excited about the food and about their potential career cooking for MasterChef.
They come from all over Australia.
They're just cooking food, guys.
Ordinary people.
Cooking.
Ordinary food.
Determined to change their lives.
What? I really love cooking and I love food because I feel like it's sharing a part of yourself on a plate.
Oh. I just love cooking. I literally wait for the oohs and ahs and then I'm complete.
I love teaching, but I've realised that this is really what I want to do.
Okay, so we're taking cooking pretty seriously at this point.
I could really change my life.
I've grabbed the ladies, but what I want to play for you now is the blokes.
Oh, is it worse?
No.
Okay.
This is how a bloke describes how he feels and thinks about food, and I can relate to this.
Okay.
I get these two guys.
I wake up all the time thinking, what can I cook?
So that guy wakes up all the time thinking, what can he cook? Which I'm all about. I'm the same. I'm always hungry when I wake up.
A couple eggs.
And what about Crane Guy? Have a listen to Crane Guy.
When I'm in the crane at work, I'm constantly thinking about what food I'm going to cook when I get home.
No joke, mate. So are half the tradies that are listening right now.
Couple of boys.
You know what I mean? You're out on the crane, all you're thinking about is food. That's what we all do, man. It doesn't mean you have to go on MasterChef.
How different is it?
I know.
So different. If I went on there, I'd probably dish up some chicken nuggets just to see the judges' faces.
And the crane guy would absolutely...
Yes. You know, I love chicken nuggets.
The biggest season yet. Bree cooks
chicken nuggets,
which is great.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We've run out of time here because we need to get to the news next and the news police, our boss Yammo, really wants us to get it spot on. So we will get to that very...
He's like Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
If the news doesn't go on time, he will find you.
And he does.
And he will kill you.
We've had yelling matches about it, for real.
Literally.
Hey, just quickly though, this week I'm working on getting a comedian on this show.
Yes.
That I've done a little bit of work with in the past... who also did a little bit of work with Sophie Monk.
Ooh.
We both worked with Sophie Monk. Did a summer breakfast show stint with Sophie.
Can I say, that was the biggest news over the holidays.
That she's the new Bachelorette.
I couldn't believe it. I thought it was like an April Fool's or like a joke or I don't know.
Well, no, she mentioned that she was going to go for it. She said, I'm going to, you know, I'd like to do it. I thought she was joking.
I might actually watch that show.
I think it's going to be interesting.
I think it will be too. Yeah. She's funny.
Apparently, the applications are going through the roof. Blokes are just like, oh, I'll go out, Sophie Monk.
If I have to.
So, now, when we did this summer stint, Sophie's really nice, by the way, when you meet her in person. Her diet consists of coffee and smoking, which is all I saw her ever do.
And a dart.
Yeah.
Like coffee
song,
and a dart.
Song, straight outside. Come back and talk. Song, straight outside.
Really? Yeah. That many darts?
Yeah, I don't know if she's cut back since then. I couldn't go out with someone like that. But so don't come knocking, Sophie, I tell you that much. But,
because... She would be making the decision.
Nah, don't worry about it, so taken. But this guy who I'm trying to get on the show, I won't reveal who the comedian is, he thought he was in with Sophie Monk, bought flights from Melbourne to Sydney, right? Thinking that they were going to catch up, he was going to stay with Sophie for the weekend. She breaks the news to him the day before his flight that it's not going to happen. He then flies to Sydney anyway, just in case it still might happen.
Was it you?
It's not me! It wasn't me.
You can tell us.
No, it wasn't me, I'm going to get
Blink
this guy on the show. Hey?
You blinked.
Anyway, I want to get this guy. I don't want to tell the story.
I'd love to hear it from him.
I don't want to tell the story on his behalf, but he thought he was in with Sophie Monk.
We've all been there.
Oh, of course.
We've all thought we've been in with Sophie Monk.
Oh, well, yeah. Most of us probably
remember
have.
That other night?
The news is next. I'm going to try and get him on this one.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Last Friday, Gaunzi, you weren't around, but producer Rach and I, we hosted the luncheon, the Steel Magnolia lunch.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was a really, really good afternoon and we met some amazing ladies.
What were you guys auctioning off?
We auctioned off some advertising here at CFM.
Nice.
And also...
laser hair removal.
Yeah, package, which the ladies were loving.
You didn't want me there as like a hot date, you know, when they do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe next time. But anyway, afterwards, I actually had to fly back to Brisbane to do some family things, and producer Rach, who is the best person in the world, said she would take me back to the airport.
Loves an airport trip, Rach.
I don't know if you're she
always
loves
up,
it.
No, always up for it, though, which
but
is great.
She is always willing to help me
do
out.
Do you pay?
No.
Ooh. I slipped Rach a 50 last time we went.
I get her gifts.
You slipped me a 50 against my will.
That's the sort of guy I am.
You ended up shoving it down the back of my, like, this.
Finish that sentence quickly.
Behind my driver's seat. That's how you ended up putting it.
Oh, it got steaming.
Oh, yeah. What was the 50 for? Was it for the trip or was it for something else?
Genuine Pony was playing. It was a really interesting trip.
Anyway, we had one of the most stressful trips I think I've had in a long time, didn't we, Rach? I cried.
Why? Newcastle or Sydney?
Newcastle.
Okay. So we didn't think the lunch would go as long as it did. And we hopped in the car and I said to Rach, I was like, I don't know if we're going to make it. And producer Rach goes, I'll get you there.
Confident, like
I'll get you there.
Yeah, she's good at that.
But at one point we get onto the highway on our way to Newcastle. Traffic's backed up. Producer Rach, being the coastie that she is, I know a back way.
Ooh.
Where did we get off, Rach?
So we got off at the Tugra exit.
Yes.
And then went to go Old Maitland Road out the back to Yarram a long way. That was blocked.
So then we really started to sweat. And we kept putting in Newcastle Airport into the maps, and it tells you what time you're going to get to the airport.
It was after your check-in time, wasn't it?
Lucky I could check in online, so I did that.
Yep.
But then it was saying I'd have 20 minutes to get to the gate once I got to the airport.
That's not bad.
20 minutes?
In Newcastle, it's a tiny airport.
That's why, and I thought, right. I think that's on my side, but okay. I'm so negative in those kind of situations, whereas Rach is super positive, and yeah. I was like, we may as well go home, turn around, turn the car around.
No, and Rach should be like, I'll drive you to Brisbane. Fine. Don't worry about back way to Brisbane.
Anyway,
I'll get you there.
Rach, in and out of traffic, speed limit, of course, but we hit some good areas and we got some good time, but eventually we turned up at Newcastle Airport, 20 minutes.
Well done. Oh, well done, Rach.
No way.
I
was going to say, you've jumped the gun.
Oh.
I've walked into the terminal. I've looked around. It's a clear shot straight through security. I was like, that's on my side. I've put my bag through. Of course, the guy drags me over to test my stuff.
Oh, worst.
I rock up into the terminal.
You've got explosives.
I'm looking through the TVs. Where's the flight? I finally lock eyes with my flight. Last call, Brisbane. I just start running through the terminal, knocking kids out of the way. Move. I literally rock up to the gate and she goes, you're so lucky. I was the last person to board the flight.
Happy with that.
The whole aeroplane had to wait for me.
You get on disheveled, tears.
Seriously, I've never been so stressed.
So what do you want to know from the people this morning?
The people I want to know, when did you miss your flight and why?
Okay.
What happened?
Yeah.
Because everyone has a story.
I've got one for you.
Yeah, I'd love to hear yours next,
I'll
too.
Get to it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
You popped back onto the coast for a little bit last week,
yeah,
though, Bree.
Last Friday hosted the Steel Magnolia luncheon with producer Rach. It was a good afternoon. And then I asked Rach if she could drive me to Newcastle Airport because I had to fly back to Brisbane for some family stuff.
So by the time you left the coast, how long did you have to get to your flight in Newcastle?
How long, like, producer Rach?
About an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, that's heaps of time.
Heaps of time. But then we hit traffic on the highway. And then we panicked. Well, I panicked. Producer Rach didn't panic.
At what point did you cry?
Oh, what point did I cry, Rach?
So we tried three different back roads and they were all choked up and it was the third back road that we tried that she lost it.
And then when I put in Newcastle Airport into my maps and it told me that we were going to get there with 20 minutes for me to make the flight, I had a cry.
Okay. Did you give her a hug or something, Rach?
I couldn't. I was driving.
And she nearly cried.
I just sat there. I was like, we'll get there. It's fine. It's fine.
Did you believe it? Yeah, Rach was even iffy at that point. The most positive person in the world.
13 12 16 is our number. You can get in contact with us anytime you like, of course, just like Angie's done this morning in Woongarra. Morning, Angie.
Morning.
Morning.
When did you miss your flight or nearly miss it, Ange?
It was my parents. I made them miss their flight. We brought them a wedding anniversary present to go to Queensland and see Outback Adventures, all expenses paid for. And I was running late to pick them up, and we ended up missing their flight by 2 minutes.
Hey, we got you a present, but then I'm going to make you late, so you can't go anyway.
Oh. And I end up having to pay an extra $200 and something for another ticket to fly up there.
I thought you were going to say they lost everything that they had prepaid for. They missed out on the whole deal. But the $250 is not. That's not too bad.
It's not great, though.
No,
that's
not great.
When I was there with my dad, I burst into tears and I just wanted to run in the other direction.
It's even worse when you miss it by 2 minutes, you know?
I know.
Oh, like that makes it.
Could have just got
exactly
there.
Exactly right.
Let's go to Kelly in Baddow Bay. Morning, Kel.
Morning.
Hello.
Kelly.
Hey, Kel, what do you got for us?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, I missed my flight from Newcastle to Brisbane as I was sick in the morning and I didn't know I was pregnant, so I went to the doctor's that day, so I had to fly home the next day.
Oh, no, Kel.
And that's how you found out?
Yeah. Pardon?
And that's how you found out you were pregnant that way?
Yeah, that's
wow.
it.
Wow.
Missed the flight due to morning sickness.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing you can do about it.
No, well, I didn't want to be on the plane, so I thought, oh, I better delay it.
And have you since had the baby?
Yeah, she's 5 now. She's at school at Cluny Vale.
And is she going to pay you back for the flight that she made you miss?
One day.
Well, my mum and dad paid for it, actually, the next day.
Got to love grandparents, don't you?
I know, that's a good deal.
Come to the rescue. Rachel's in Narara. Morning, Rach.
Morning.
Morning.
What do you got for us?
I didn't make anyone miss a flight, but I held a whole bunch of staff up on a flight.
Why?
My family, my 3 children, my husband and I had just arrived back from Fiji. We just landed. It'd been a pretty long flight. I think everyone was happy for us to get off the plane. And I was holding my son and he grabbed my hand and my 3 wedding rings flew off and then went straight down into the seat where we were sitting. So I just panicked and we started trying to rip the seats apart and it had fallen down in the sort of the armrest, in the plastic cavity.
Oh, and you would have been finding all kinds of stuff in there, Rach.
Oh, so everyone else got off the plane and we just had to wait till the end. And all the staff came over and everyone was so good. They were all ripping everything they could apart to try and find my rings. And we weren't leaving the plane. I was like, I'm staying here till they find them. And then the flight engineer got called on board, so he came and
Oh my god, what a nightmare.
I know, and got my rings out and I just burst into tears at the end and was like, thank you.
Oh, well done. Expensive rings.
Yeah, they were. So I was like, I'm saying to you.
I just picture Rach putting her hand down into the seat pocket and finding just a sick bag full of sick.
And gum and the whole deal.
You know Renee, who works here in sales, she doesn't really like us talking about her,
she loves it.
We end up talking about her a lot. Yeah. She missed her flight. Her whole family, her and her 3 kids and her husband, missed their flight back from, I think it was Thailand, because they were sick.
Oh, that's right.
They were all on the... riding the porcelain bus.
They had the barley belly in Thailand. Take the risk, I reckon.
That's an expensive poo if I ever did hear one.
Take the risk.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy. CFM.